Well, here we are again, and we want to welcome you as we study the Word of God today. I hope you're having a wonderful day today, and the Lord is blessing you, and you're hungry for the truth, learning more about the sweet Lamb of God, our great Heavenly Father, the sweet Holy Spirit. Now, we didn't finish last week. We were talking about how to fellowship with God, and we didn't finish the segment that I had prepared to preach. It was got a little more stretched out. And so we're going to come back and we're going to try to finish the end of that message and then possibly begin one of the other segments. So we were looking at verses 5 through 7. Let me read these to us. And then we'll have a word of prayer. Then we'll get right into the Word of God. And this is David Bowler, and I have the wonderful privilege to share with you the Scripture. And I thank you for listening today, and those of you tuning in by radio, those of you that are in your churches, and this is your message today, as you only have a pastor once a month, and I get to share the Word of God with you the rest of the Sundays. And so I pray it's a blessing. We love you. We thank God for you. And your hunger to know the Lord and to build a church in your country for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let me read verses 5 through 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. John said, this is what Jesus told us, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we're going to talk about walking with God, the blessing of this fellowship, keying on 1 John verse 7 of chapter 1. First he says you walk along with God. If you want to enjoy fellowship with the Father and have fellowship with him and the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to determine you're going to walk with him. I'm a child of God. I want to walk with God. I want to be what God wants me to be. So, Brother David, are you always? No, I'm not. It just makes me sad that I'm not as perfect as I want to be. And we know only God's perfect, but we have that drive to be like Jesus. That's God's goal for us, conform us to the Lamb God. Sometimes I don't say what I ought to say like I should, and your attitude, and you know what I'm talking about. And yet the Holy Spirit keeps working on. How do we maintain this walk with God? You see, we walk with God on the basis of daily communion with him, one day at a time. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Take your cross up daily. And go through and study all the things God gives you a daily thing to do. And this is literally makes up the walk with God. You must have a daily walk with God. You must have a daily quiet time with him, a time that you set your life, your mind, your actions in proper relationship to Almighty God. This is the sweetest time of the day. I get up in the morning, every morning, about 6 o'clock, and used to get up at 5, but I'm slowing down just a little bit. So I'm up at 6 to get me a cup of half-calf coffee. Try not to drink quite as much caffeine, but it sure does taste good in the morning, doesn't it? So I get me a cup of coffee, get me one of these little wheat snacks, and I sit down at my desk, get my Bible out. I'm reading 2 books in my quiet time. I got my prayer diary, and I put all these out, lay them on my desk, and I start with reading the Word of God. See, it's this time in the Word. Here you find out what pleases God. You discover what God likes and what God dislikes. Psalm 109, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light under my path." Now, let me give you a little. If you get married, you and your wife are married, you're together, you want sweet fellowship. So you try to find out what each other likes. And now, my wife's learned, we've been married 56 years now. And she knows I'm not real crazy about squash. And so one of the things is you don't have squash for supper. Now, they've tried it on me every way you can think of at Highland Park. They even made a squash pie. Looked like an apple pie. They said, "Preacher, get your piece. We know you love pie. Get your piece of that." And I said, "Why isn't it all gone? I know Highland Park. Apple pie would be gone in a minute. What's different about this one?" And finally, they got convicted and said, "Well, it's squash. We're just trying to fool you." Well, when you're together, you're walking together, and you want to find out what she likes. She likes chocolate. She likes Italian food, and I'm not that crazy about it. We got married. We met in college in Kentucky, and she was from upstate New York, and I was from down south Alabama, and we got together. We had a whole lot of things to learn about each other, and walking in fellowship. But fortunately, unfortunately, most wives don't write a book to tell you here's what I like and here's what I don't like, because you learn it over a period of time. But God put it in a book. He's written the Bible for us, and He has shown us what He likes and what He dislikes. So if I do those things God likes, we have fellowship together. And what Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. He also said in Amos, how can two walk together lest they agree? That you set your heart, I agree with God. Now, some of you are faced with the pressures of business life and a tremendous schedule every day. Listen, you'll never really get through it unless you learn the lesson of walking with God in your daily life. My son was just promoted to a big job. He had a good job, and now he's a regional director, and he's got millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he's dealing with all kind of things, and a lot of corrections needed to be made in the company, the region that he had. And he's been working from daylight to dark. And I told him, Eric, I said, son, let me tell you something. I know you have your quiet time, but let me tell you, when you get into your office at your desk, open your Bible and read your psalm. God will just give you so many sweet little nuggets of how He loves you, cares for you, how He'll defend you and help, and then pray, and then go to work. You'll never really get through it all unless you learn the lesson of walking with God in your daily life. So many successful people face burnout. Others dry up spiritually. Why? Because they're out of fellowship with Jesus. An African explorer had the porters, and he was highly motivated, impatient, constantly rushing and driving forward, crossing the land of Africa, hot and dry, day after day with little rest. One morning, the native bears wouldn't move, wouldn't get up, wouldn't get going. They said, nope. Finally, he said, why won't you? Why not today? They said, sir, you've gone so very fast that we must stop for a while today and let our souls catch up to our bodies. Now, that is good wisdom. See, we need some time, too, sometime, to be still and know that He's God and let everything catch up. But preacher, what about when I get out of the light? What about when I fail and I sin? I step into the darkness and my life is stained and dirty because of that sin. That's true. What do we do about it? Well, when we talk about walking with God, we're going to talk about, you set your heart, I am going to walk with God. And we've talked about the Word and the fellowship. The second thing I want to talk to you real quick about is washed in the blood. Listen to, and you got to know this, because when you confess your sins and God forgives you by faith, the devil's going to come and say he didn't forgive you, what you think, what you did. He'll come the other side and try to discourage you and defeat you and make you think God doesn't love you and God won't forgive you. Look at chapter 7, the second part of the verse. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Now here, listen to this wonderful verse. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Is that a wonderful thing? that when we kneel and confess our sins, He's so gracious to forgive us and wash us. Now, if you've ever heard me preach, you know we preach the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you ever have to move, I told our people for years and years, one way to check out a new church is on the blood of Jesus and the person of Jesus. Remember Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. You know why? You're clean. Jesus washed you. You confessed your sins, and He washed you and made you clean and whole. And now on the cross, this royal, pure, holy blood of God was spilled to pardon and redeem us from our sins. Listen to 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, you can't pay your way out. You can't give a big offering to the church. Won't do it. From your vain conversation, lifestyle, citizenship, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Boy, this blesses my soul. Old sinner saved by grace, that God has been so good and gracious to me. Revelation 1:5, unto Him who that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Now praise God today. Praise the Lord Jesus. The blood forgives and cleanses and brings us peace from guilt. Colossians 1:20, having made peace, how? Through the blood of His cross. Have you been washed in the blood? And that song, you love it. I've been washed in the blood. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stains. How sufficient is the blood of Jesus? It's sufficient for everything. There's no blood, there's no sin His blood can overcome and wash away. But preacher, what about after I have been cleansed and I stumble and fall flat on my face again? These times, those times when I fail the Lord, when I get out of fellowship with God and that sin stains my life, what do I do? Well, 1 John, I'm going to read the last part of it again to you, verse 7. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now listen to verse 9. If we confess our sins, see the Holy, if you're born again, the Holy Spirit's going to convict you. He's going to say, David, you've displeased me. You sinned. That wasn't right. And when you confess your sins, say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, look at this, from all unrighteousness. That makes me want to shout. The tense here is present tense. It means the blood goes on cleansing and washing.